This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush heads west today on a 9-day trip that takes him first to California, then to Asia. In California, the president meets tomorrow in Riverside with the state's new Republican governor-elect, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Then the president will visit 6 Asian countries. Ahead of the president's visit to Japan, Tokyo announced today it will contribute $1.5 billion next year for the reconstruction of Iraq. The focal point of the president's trip is an Asian-Pacific economic summit, but the issue of terrorism is very much on the president's agenda, NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
President Bush will represent the United States at the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, or APEC, which will be held this year in Bangkok. But he also will visit Japan, the Philippines, Singapore, Indonesia, and Australia. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice characterizes his mission in these terms.
To stress the crucial importance of our longstanding alliances in the region, to express his gratitude to these nations for their cooperation and support in the global war on terror, and to work to strengthen the region's commitment to free and fair trade that benefits all.
The president has targeted the currency practices of China and Japan, which he says give them an unfair trade advantage. Rice says he'll raise the issue in his meetings in Tokyo with Japan's Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi and in Bangkok, where he will talk one-on-one with China's President Hu Jintao. The larger economic issue in Bangkok is whether APEC can help revive the world trade talks that collapsed last month in Cancun, Mexico. Again, Condoleezza Rice.
Cancun was a missed opportunity, and the president remains ready to begin those discussions again when people are ready to be serious about moving forward.
Rice says the president also will pursue new bilateral trade agreements as another means of liberalizing trade, the goal of the Cancun talks. Although APEC is an economic organization by definition, it typically proves more useful as a diplomatic tool. It gives Asian-Pacific leaders a chance to come together and discuss regional concerns in a relaxed setting. Rice says that this year the president will use the annual forum to address what has become his top priority.
We believe APEC needs to discuss security issues because while APEC is an economic forum, economics and security are inextricably linked.
Rice used the deadly bombing in Bali last October as an example. Foreign tourists were the target, and tourism plummeted in the aftermath of the attacks. Dana Dillon, a senior policy analyst with the Asian Studies Center at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington, notes that the president's destination in Indonesia is not Jakarta, but Bali, where he plans to meet the country's president, Megawati Sukarnoputri.
The fact that the only place in Indonesia he's visiting is Bali, I think, is significant. And then he's pointing out to Indonesia that they are victims as well. It's not just 9/11, it's Bali and elsewhere.
Dillon says the president's visits to both Indonesia and the Philippines show clearly what is on Mr. Bush's mind.
The war on terror, the second front on the war on terror, is definitely Southeast Asia. Jamaah Islamiyah, which is centered in Indonesia, but spread across the entire Southeast Asian archipelago, is probably the second most dangerous terrorist organization in the world, and we need the cooperation, full cooperation of Indonesia to finish off this organization.
Condoleezza Rice acknowledges the problems with Muslim extremists in Southeast Asia and the possibility that it could attract other terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda.
There have been concerns of that kind about Southeast Asia, and that's why it's important for APEC to take up the issue.
Any discussion of security among APEC members would have to include the growing nuclear weapons threat in North Korea. 5 of the 6 nations that participated in talks in Beijing aimed at resolving that issue will be represented in Bangkok. Rice says that President Bush will use the APEC summit to express his appreciation to China for convincing North Korea to discuss the issue in a multilateral forum. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.